So I want to discuss the question of whether our tshuva needs to be accepted. Says me, tshuva, whole year there's a mitzvah of tshuva, certainly this time. But how exactly does tshuva work? So one understanding that tshuva is kind of like an apology. So you apologize, and then the person you hurt has to say apology accepted. So maybe our tshuva has to be accepted. Hashem has to accept our tshuva for it to be for it to work.
Alternatively, tshuva was created before the world was created. Maybe tshuva is just built into the reality of this world. Maybe tshuva is a way Hashem created the world. Is that if you do an avera, you can do tshuva. And it's not something that Hashem can say, well, I'm not going to accept. It's just automatic. You do it through the harata, you do the vidui, etc. And that itself works automatically. So that's the question. Good morning. There might be calling us over here. What are you tying it? You have any sarachitona? Is tshuva built into the reality of the world, part of the mitzias? Or is tshuva something that is like an apology, has to be accepted? Yeah, what are you tying it?
That Hashem has to accept, like,
what's
the tshuva?
Hashem
has to say, like,
Slav Tiki Varecha. Interesting. Did they actually do tshuva there? Moshe David for Am Yisrael, did they do tshuva? I'm not sure.
Maybe they had the
Harata. I mean, look, it's Pashut. If you look through the sources, look through the Tfilos, there's a lot of the Lashonos of Kabbalah's tshuva. There's definitely a lot of sources. Where are the Marikomos over there? There are many Makoros that speak about Hashem accepting our tshuva. But the question is, maybe that means if we didn't do tshuva 100%, we only did tshuva 90%, so Hashem will accept our tshuva as if it was 100%. But not that necessarily, if a person mamish did tshuva shlema, can Hashem say, no thank you? Or is it built into the reality that tshuva works? That's the question I want to highlight. So, like I said, in many of our tefillos, just yesterday, I guess on Rosh Hashanah, right? After the Tana Tokef, miyad tekablo. A person does tshuva, you'll accept him right away. So it sounds like Hashem's accepting our tshuva. And yet, there are some sources that indicate that it's automatic. So I want to look at the sources, then see some nafkaminas.
How would you know if it's accepted?
Oh, that's a good question. We'll get to that a little later. Maybe there's a simen to whether or not it's accepted. If you look at the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Yud Zayin, a very famous Gemara, Lazar ben Adai did terrible averos. And then b'shas hegel davar, he's going to be with this prostitute Amra. She says to him, "Kashem shaficha zu eina chazeres l'mkoma kach alazer ben derdaya ein mekavlin oso b'tshuva." So he gets musr from this woman, and she lets out gaz. And this gaz is gone. So too, you're gone. You're a goner. Ein mekavlin oso b'tshuva. Halach v'yashav in shtei harim v'os Amra harim v'os kvikshu alirachim, etc. And then he says ein adal v'ay. And he cries himself to death. So some of the Farshim are wondering, she's giving him Musar? It's ironic. So some people, could be that's where he was holding, that he got Musar from her. But some say, no, maybe he said to himself, or maybe it was a Baskal, the different, and it could have an Afkamina for what I'm analyzing right now. But she says in our Girsa, in Mekablin Oso B'Tshuv. They won't accept you. What does it sound like? Tshuva, something has to be accepted. Excuse me. Now, ultimately, she was wrong. Ultimately, he was accepted. But either way, it seems like, so is it ultimately she was wrong because tshuva never has to be accepted? As long as it's sincere, it works? Or maybe she was wrong that he accepted the tshuva. You know, even when the Acher heard tshuva banim shovim chutz me'acher, the Torah didn't point out that if he did tshuva, he would have been accepted. It's just that, you know, there was a mania. But the pashas of the lashon is that you have to accept. Tshuva has to be accepted. Likewise, if you look at the Gemara of Psachim Kuf Yutes, Amar Kana Mishuv Yishmael Bar Yosi Amar Mishuv Yudlakish Mishuv Yehuda Benesia Vaydechsiv Yad Yedei Adah Bitachas Kadfeim Yadoksiv Ze Yado Shalosh Baruch Hu Shaprusa Tachas Kadfei Chayos Til Kabel Bali Tshuva Miyan Midas Adin. Midas Adin says we're not going to accept about tshuva. This person needs so many averos, we won't accept him. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu's hand is there, l'kabel bali tshuva miyad midas hadin. So it sounds like Hashem is trying to help mekabel people, trying to, you know, go against the chayos, go against the midas hadin, etc. But it sounds like tshuva needs to be, he will facilitate the tshuva, but it's something that has to be ultimately accepted. But like I said, it's not necessarily mukach raya, because it could be it means that Hashem will accept us if we didn't only did 80% tshuva. But if we did 100% tshuva, maybe it's automatic. That's a question I want to analyze. Likewise, if you look here in the Pesikta says, "Kol Masha Baruch Hashem Baruch Hu Eino Nishba Ela BeKabbalah Shavim." Shekein Ori Cheskel Chayani Nu Hashem Im Echvos Vosa Rasha Amru Choil VeNishba Shehu BeKabel Shavim BeDinu Shanelach Eitzlo. Am Yisrael says, "Listen, Hashem promised He's going to accept us." So it sounds like He has to be accepted, but there's a promise. So if in the first Makar, it's a question. The woman says to him, "In Makabli, maybe you won't be accepted." The Gemara B'sachim says Hashem is going to try to help you, even against the chayos. And the Pesikta sounds like Hashem promised. That's it. There's a promise. Shuv has to be accepted. Surely.
How do you read that line in the Pesikta?
Uh huh.
All that Hashem created, is only swore for it that He would do on Baal Shavim. I mean, the transition seems like a bit of a
problem. I think what it means is that this is like a reality. Hashem will swear by, like we swear by the heaven and the earth. Tshuva is like a reality in the world. So you swear by something that's known. You know, Chaya Hamelech. You swear by something that's, you know.
Does it matter that he uses Lashon Shavim and not Tshuva? I mean, no, it's the same, like, Shoresh, but I don't know. There's a distinction.
What do you want to suggest?
Like, Kabbalah's Tshuva. Like, the Shavim just seems interesting. I know that, like, meaning even in general, like, think is not, so that can sometimes refer to B'nai Shavim and Eretz Yisrael, maybe other associations when you move away from, like, the normative word of, like, Tshuva.
Uh-huh. Interesting. I'm not sure where you want to go with that. It is an interesting lashon. I'm not sure what I want to take out of this is that it's true you need Kabbalah, but it's Hashem promised the Kabbalists. But it could be there's a dikta made. I'm not sure. But in contrast to these sources that either speak about the question of whether or not Hashem will accept you, or Hashem will try to facilitate it, or He'll promise He'll accept your Shuvah, look at the Gemara Kedushin, Mem Amud Beis. The Gemara there seems to say that it's automatic. Because the Gemara tells us that tshuva goes in both directions. A person could do terrible averes, mischaret. Conversely, chas v'shalom, a person can sit in yeshiva and learn and say, listen, what was the point? It was all a waste of time. So that's called toa al rishonos. And the Gemara says, a person is toa al rishonos, ibeitz chuyosav. And it goes in both directions. So it doesn't sound like it has to be accepted. It's just a reality. Look at the Gemara, source number 4. Roshim Yechai Omer, afilu tzadik v'gomor kol yomav v'marad v'achrona, ibeitz rishonos, shenemar, Tzidkas atzadik olay tzisileno b'yom pisho. Afilu rosha gomor kol yomav, asa tshuva v'achrona, in askiru la shuv risho, shenemar, risho sa rasha, le yikasha alba, b'yom shuvo mi risho, tome rishlokish v'toa al rishonas. So the Gemara here in Kedushin of Memo Beis, it's almost in Daf Yomi, for those who are following a few days from now, the Gemara seems to say, automatic. Now, you don't have to learn the Gemara that way. You could say the Gemara doesn't say that it could be that Hashem accepts your tshuva, and Hashem also accepts a person who learned the yeshiva for 10 years and he said it was a waste of time. Hashem says, fine, if that's what you want, I'll accept it. You know, it doesn't say that in the Gemara. It sounds like it's more of a built-in reality that Hashem created the world. The truth is that this memory of Shimon Ve'Yochai is found in the Yerushalmi Peah in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. And there the Lashon actually is, L'sof as a tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekablo. It says the Lashon Mekablo in the Yerushalmi's version, which is interesting. It could be the Machlokes. It could be that, no, it's Lavdafka. Of course it's Mekablo, it just didn't bother saying it. So the question I'm posing here is a question that on one hand, there are clear sources that speak about Kabbalah's Tshuva in Chazal, in our Tfilos. You have this Gemara in Kedushin. It doesn't say anything about it. Maybe it means it. It just didn't say it. In fact, the Yerushalmi actually has the word Mekablo. So I'm not even sure if it's a fair chakira, but I saw that Rabbi Chanan wonders about this question, and he quotes the Chavetz Chaim, who seems to assume, like the Moru Chodesh Tzad, that really tshuva is a reality. If you look at the Be'er Agados, it's found at the end of the Rabbi Chanan Sefer on Yivamos. He wrote a very important Sefer on Yivamos, Kovas Aras, and he has a section called Be'er Agados Al Derech HaPshat. They reprinted it in Kovetz Mamarim. But either way, source number 5 quotes the Chavetz Chaim. He says like this: "You always wondered, Kasuv Vesilas Yisharim, Ki Lefi Shuras Hadin Mamish Hayorai Shelo Yiyya Tikun Lachet Klav." So Rav Chanan points out that the Ramchal writes in Vesilas Yisharim that if a person doesn't have Eira, that's it, right? Chora, Yerushalmi, what's the din of Achote? Yomus. There's no such thing as Tshuva. Well, Amidus Harachamim He Ned Nesenes. Hashem was with His great mercy. Provided this concept of tshuva, Shuva tinasim lechotim mechesed gomor shetechashe v'kiras harotzim kikiras amaisim. So chesed gomor, that when you are mischaret, you do vidui, etc. That's a kiras amaisim. Charet doesn't really work. It's just misad a chesed. The kasha to whom had the isa v'tafera kamet kedushin. According to the Gemara, I just quoted it afnehem. In Cain, lama toil charet misad a din la'akor avonos. He says the charet tshuva is a reality. That's how he learns the Gemara kedushin. The pasha is the Gemara. Yes.
Meaning, doesn't this also come down to like a perception of Hashem? Meaning, if I was, let's say, going to say like, oh, we're still going to accept my apology.
Okay.
The reason why I'm not sure is because I don't know. I don't really understand how you operate, so to speak.
Hashem is kel rachum mechanu. So Hashem is, of course, going to accept our tshuva.
So if there's meaning, isn't it more so like if there are, I don't know if it's like a circular definition or it's like self-defining, but you could say that the distinctions with tshuva is that when you do the tshuva correctly, then it's tshuva mekabel. But if it's not correctly, meaning, it almost kind of feels weird. Why, if the individual had done tshuva correctly, why wouldn't Hashem accept it? Meaning, is there a case where tshuva, meaning, is the question then where tshuva doesn't apply, where it's not applicable? Because otherwise, it seems like if I could apologize to you, do everything correctly, but it's like, you know, you're in a bad mood today, you're upset at me for something else. I can't predict that, and you as a human being aren't necessarily going to be wholly rational.
I totally agree with what you're saying. I'm just wondering if there's a further side. A side that just the way the world works is that tshuva, charata is okay. The way the Lashon Rabbi Chanan, right? Lama latoil harata mitzad hadin la'akar avonos. It's not that the tshuva has to be accepted. Not okay, I'm a nice guy, I'll accept it. Kadosh Baruch Hu's kal rachum v'chaner, he'll accept it. That's kind of like source number two and number three. Hashem promised Hashem to accept it. Hashem, you know, is there to help us. But source number four, the Gemara Kedushin, sounds like Hashem doesn't even need to accept it. It's just part of the fabric of our reality, the way Hashem created the world. That's the tzad. It's a very mechudosh tzad. But the Chafetz Chaim, it seems that if you look at the next line, Sha'alti davar zeh mikvod kedusha zmar al Chafetz Chaim. V'chanu was talmud Chafetz Chaim, and he asked the Chafetz Chaim this question. V'heishiv, he answered, the tshuva mi'ava ad avonos nasu schuyos hu lifnim v'shur zedin. So just a second, there are two types of tshuva. Tshuva mi'ava, the averos nasin schuyos. So that's not built into the fabric of reality. The only thing that's built in is that when you charata, it gets rid of the avera. It doesn't turn into a mitzvah. So tshuva mi'ava, certainly it's not going to help you. And then he says, v'tshuva mi'ira eina v'chal tov l'rishonos. When you tshuva mi'ira, you don't really feel bad for what you did. That's an interesting assumption. Shari eino mischarit al ma'isa atzmo elo misyara v'onesh. V'ilu haya onesh nimcha lo haya mischarit klau al ma'isa. He assumes that tshuva mi'ira is just really, you know, really mi'ira. Meaning, like, I really would happy I ate the cheeseburger. It was kshmak. It's just that I don't want to get punished. So, you know, I want to do tshuva. But if there's no punishment, I wouldn't do tshuva at all. And therefore, it's not called toel rishonos, because you weren't really mischaret, because you were happy that you ate it. So the Chafetz Chaim seems to assume that the concept of toel rishonos is built into the fabric of our reality. It just doesn't help us, because tshuva mi'ira, it's not enough, because you want to turn into tzuchuyos. And tshuva mi'av, it's not enough. And tshuva mi'ira, you haven't reached that threshold of toel rishonos. But what's interesting, I think, is that the Chafetz Chaim is assuming that Tov L'Rishonos is part of the fabric of reality. So whether or not the concept of Shuva exists independently of Hashem accepting it, he'll say that the concept of Harata, of Tov L'Rishonos, exists independently of Hashem accepting the Shuva. It just doesn't help us, because Yira doesn't have it, and Ava is more than that. Okay? He's saying that the reality of Tov L'Rishonos is really part of the fabric of the way Hashem created the spiritual world. That when a person is mischaret, it blots out the past. It's just that when you do tshuva mi'ava, you don't want to just blot out the past, you want to turn them into mitzvahs.
So that's
the chiddush of tshuva mi'ava. And tshuva mi'ira, you haven't really blot out the past because you don't really feel bad for what you did, you just are afraid of the punishment. And therefore, you haven't reached the threshold of Toel al-Rishonos. But the concept of Toel al-Rishonos as being a part of the spiritual reality of the world, that's how he assumes it is correct, that it really does exist. Okay? So, the question I want to analyze is it's like two extremes. Is Tshuva part of the fabric of our spiritual reality? Again, when I say Tshuva, I mean Toel al-Rishonos. Charata works to Oker l'Mafreya. Or do we say that no, tshuva has to be accepted? And maybe Hashem Baruch Hu was dying for us to, you know, die. He's promised to accept it. He's facilitating it. You know, but either way, it's something that has to be accepted. Now, I agree. You can't really know the answer to these questions, but it's still worth, I think, analyzing. And I think there are a couple of nafkamina. It's not all on Mukrach, but it's some interesting discussions about Dinei Tshuva, which in their own right are, you know, worth discussing. So the first is the question for Bakashas Mechila. If you look at the Rambam, the Rambam tells you the various stages of Tshuva. He doesn't tell you that you have to then plead with the Kadosh Baruch Hu to accept your Tshuva. He doesn't say that. If you look at other Rishonim, the Chovas Alvavos, verse number 6, it says, Gidrei Tshuva Arba. What's the third stage? She is Vade. That, of course, the Rambam mentions very, very prominently. He thinks that's the mitzvah of Tshuva. She is Vade. The Yivakesh HaMechila Aleim. You have to apology accepted. You have to ask. You know, it's not just an apology. You have to ask that the mechila is going to come. So, what's the machlokas? Put it on the board here. Tshuva, is it like part of the tzias of the world, or does that have to be tzarech sheyis kabel? First afkamina, bakashas mechila. Do we have to ask Kadosh Baruch Hu? Do we have to plead with Kadosh Baruch Hu to accept our tshuva? So, if it's a din of mitzias, what would you say? Do you have to ask for it to be accepted, or is it just a mitzias? If I did tshuva, honestly, if I only did 80% tshuva, maybe then I have to ask, accept 80% tshuva as if it was 100%. But if I'm really honest, and I really did the tshuva 100%, so l'chora, tzarich or tzarich?
So,
then mitzias, you don't need bakash mechila. Like the Rambam doesn't mention it. Whereas if you say it needs to be accepted, you need bakash mechila.
He says, but he can say,
right, we never know if it's going to be accepted, but you have to ask that it should be accepted.
But you could say it's the Metzius of Tshuva, this is contained within the framework, within the Metzius, is this part of the steps?
It could be, but why? Why would it be part of the steps? Meaning, why would you have to plead that it should be accepted?
It shows that you're sorry.
Okay, interesting. You're 100% right. It's not Mukhrach. Most of the Nachmis are not Mukhrach, but I think it's possible.
Right, there's definitely more on that side.
Right, it's Mustaber to say. The second Nachmina is the question of Vidui on a virus that I already did Vidui last year. Last year, 2 years ago, I ate a cheeseburger. I felt terrible, I did Shuva Shleima, and I didn't eat a cheeseburger the whole year. Baruch Hashem, I didn't return to that Aveirus. You know, it's always easier when we talk about mitzvahs Adam Lamakom. You know, I was like, that's what Lashon Hara, I didn't return to that. It's harder, you know, to reach that level. But okay, whatever the Aveirah you did, so you Malim Pnei Chaveh V'Rabim, and this year you weren't Malim Pnei Chaveh V'Rabim. Wonderful. So do you do tshuva again? Do you say Vidui and Kippur for being Malim Pnei Chaveh V'Rabim or for eating the cheeseburger? Or do you say no? So that's the machlokas in the Gemara. If you look, Yuma Kevam Veis, Tan Rabbanon, Aveirah Shavah, His Vayal Leim Yom Kippur Zeh. If you already did it and you're owing tshuva, you shouldn't go do it again. And if you did, so it's not appropriate. It's like tshuva works. What do you mean? You're questioning the validity of tshuva? It's not appropriate. If you did tshuva and you didn't return to the avera, you shouldn't repeat the avera. It's appropriate to say vidui again. Shenemar ki pshaai ani eda v'chatasi negdi tamid. So here's the machlokas Tanakam and Lozer Yaakov. The Rambam paskins like Lozer Yaakov. Lozer Yaakov, Yishnas Kavinaki, he paskins that it's meshubach. Why is that? So what do you tanya? Why is it good to say vidui again? You did it last year. You didn't do the avera. Why should I say vidui again? Oh, Zach is saying maybe Hashem didn't accept the last. So if you look at the Kolbo, source number 9, V'shibcho ha-mizvada afa al-mash hizvada v'yom kipur acher, samcho ha-posel ki p'shay ani yada, she'ein libi batuach sh'niskaper li. I don't know if it was really accepted. Ki gadol avo rimintza. That's not the only way to learn it. There's a different way to learn. Why might you want to do video again? Zach is already cutting to our issue.
Maybe it's CSY.
Maybe, no, if he didn't really do vidui properly, then of course you should say it again. You didn't return to the Vera, so
maybe
let's say.
Maybe part of the Matthias is the deepening of it?
The deepening? What do you mean, the deepening?
Yeah, it's possibly that it's not necessarily that she would accept it, but there's like a sense of like, need to do more and more to
excellent. So it's really saying it's like the Divrei Yirmiyahu. Part of the experience of tshuva is that it's supposed to affect your personality. It's supposed to, you know, make you a more spiritual person. And if you do tshuva on the same avera again, you'll further yourself from the avera. That's mean by deepening, you'll be like more. So that's one understanding. I think that's actually the pashtus. I'm always thinking about my avera. You know, a person who's mal tshuva is more shafel, more anav. He's not going to be in that way. He won't return to the avera. To ensure that you don't return to it. Not that I don't trust that tshuva worked. Tshuva worked! But I want to make sure that I don't have a relapse. So I have a whole year, and I was clean for 1 year. Who knows? Maybe next year I won't be clean. There are people who are, you know, smokers, and they don't smoke for 3 years, and suddenly they have a relapse. It happens. So I want to be aware, you know, I have a big no smoking sign in my room, so I won't have a relapse. So I don't do it again. But the kolbo doesn't sound like that. The kolbo is saying, like, Zach, that I do tshuva. And I say vidu again because maybe it wasn't his properly. He got the avonim in so. I did tshuva. I didn't return to the avera, but who knows? So what emerges, you could say the machlokas tanoim between Tanakam and Rosam Yaakov is whether or not we're worried that tshuva wasn't his kabel. That the Rosam Yaakov says maybe it wasn't his kabel. And Tanakam says no, it's automatic. It's part of the tzias, and therefore it's a creative read. I'm not saying it's mukrach at all, but it's interesting. It's interesting to point out that if you look here, tshuva actually paskins against the Rambam like the Tanakam. It's inappropriate to do tshuva on a avera that you did tshuva once for and you didn't return to the avera. So source number 10, midrashim hiziru ma'od shel yachzor v'yisfad aleihem yom kippur acher. It's like, you know, you're questioning the validity of tshuva, etc., and you're thinking, I didn't do anything else this way. I didn't eat a cheeseburger, fine, but I spoke lashon hara. So I feel so terrible. I ate a cheeseburger 2 years ago. Any cheeseburger 2 years ago, but what about all the Lashon Hara you spoke this year? It's like, you know, you're Omnam says that Rabbi Yonah, even though he says you shouldn't do Shvividoy, Yeshu Levakish Rachamim, Kol Yimei Chaya Vaslichas Avonos Avarishonim Achronim Lios Yorev Vakit Ulay Lo Yishlim Chukei Kari Yeshuva. So it's ironic that Shai Yeshuva says you shouldn't do Shvividoy again, but you should for your whole life be being Levakish Rachamim, then maybe you didn't do it properly. So it's a little bit of a strange, you know, formulation, which just goes to show that even if you hold that the truth is automatically accepted, right, that's what I want to say in Tanakama, still there's this, like, need to somehow, you know, which is interesting.
Right, the first half sounds like a concius, but then the bakasha being accepted is like a greater...
Exactly, it's a little bit confused in the video. Again, if you really don't think the Hishlim Kuke Ikari Yeshuva properly, it's a video again. If you didn't think you did vidu, so maybe, meaning, even if it's accepted, but you didn't do your part, like you were saying before, meaning, you know. Okay. Another nafkamina, potentially. Omer Echtav Eshuv, in Mishnah in Yuma, what's the name of Omer Echtav Eshuv? Says the Mishnah, in Maspikim Biyodo Lasas Shuva. Now, the Lashon in Maspikim Biyodo doesn't sound like they won't, it doesn't work. It just says that it sounds, shorty point out, it means that there's not going to give you a Satish Shmaya, Hashem won't help you do Shuva. Contrast that to others of Nasan, Chamisha ain't them slicha. Five people have no slicha. One of them is Hachot Al Menash Lashu. Ain't them slicha. So what are you talking? What's the difference between the formulation of the Mishnah and the formulation of others of Nasan? Ain't them speaking Yado or ain't them slicha? So what could you say here? What are you talking? If tshuva has to be accepted, then we might say like what? Ain't them slicha. Ain't them slicha. So I'm not going to accept you. You said Echtav Eshuv, Ein Lam Slicha. Whereas if you say, listen, it's automatic. Okay, it's automatic, but we're not going to help you do tshuva. We're not going to, you know, Avseyat Nishmaya, it's not going to be Ashkacha Pratis that you're going to sit next to the plane. My wife has a student. She's here for a month. Chal Shabbos. They sent her back after Sukkot. She's on the plane right back. She sat next to a Chashuv Haredi Rosh Hashiva, schmoozing with this guy the whole time. For like 12 hours, 10 hours on the plane. And now she's married with children from, you know, the Sheitel. And it's a crazy story. The girl came for seminary. She wasn't Nishtalev. She wasn't interested. They had to send her back. And she, on the plane right back, she got connected and she started going to, you know, these Kirub things. And she's a Baruch Hashem from a mother. So that's right. So Hashem won't, I won't ask the Eshu, in a speaking biyado. Hashem's not going to arrange a Siyat Yishmaya, the Shkaka Pratis, that's going to happen. But it doesn't mean that Hashem won't accept it, because maybe it's automatic that it's accepted. That's the dig I want to suggest. So let's put it on the board here. Number two was Chozer Mizvadeh on the previous Averos. So if it's a Mizvadeh, if it's a Metzias, should it be Chozer Mizvadeh or not? You should not be, Tanakama. It's the Metzias. Where if it needs to be Skavel, maybe they say, like it was a Mayako, that what? That is a Maila. Because maybe it wasn't accepted like the Kol. The third Nafkamina, Ome Echte the Ashu. Echte the Ashu. Okay. So we have the formulation of the Mishnah, the formulation of the Avos of Nasa. So if it's a Metzias, I'll say like the Avos of Nasan or like the Mishnah. And if it needs to be accepted, I'll say like which one?
The Mitzvah is the Mishnah.
That it always works. It always works. Whereas if it has to be accepted, maybe we'll say like the Avos of Nasan. I should say the next line of the Mishnah is a Omer Echte Yom Kippurim Mechapir Ein Yom Kippurim Mechapir. So even in the Mishnah, we have statements that it's not going to work. But you could explain, the Rishon HaSneir explained that, well, a person does that, he's like really, you know, even worse than Echta Eshub. It's like, oh, it's like, okay, I don't need to worry about eating the cheeseburger, there's Yom Kippur. So, like, that level of mazing, the person says, you know, I don't really care, you know. So maybe that just doesn't, like, in terms of Tal Chiluk Yapara, maybe you need Yisuri, maybe you need Misa, maybe you need something else. It doesn't necessarily mean that Shuvah is on Metzias, it could be to Metzias, but this is so chamor. The Messias requires that you need a higher level of tshuva. It's not enough to do vidui, etc. Okay, getting back to a point that was raised earlier. Hey, chidami bal tshuva. How do you ever know your tshuva is accepted? Hey, chidami bal tshuva. So what's the Gemara say in Yuma? Amar b'Yehuda, k'vat shabas, l'yado, davar, aveira, rishon, v'mshni, v'nitzal, l'imena. A person did tshuva, but a terrible aveira that he did. The Rambam gives an example, a person had a Biyah Surah. And he did Shuva. And he was in a hotel room with the same woman. And he still loved her. And he was a Miskaber? That's Hechidami. Then you know he did Shuva. Oza Isha, Oza Perak, Oza Gemara. Fine. So, what's the obvious question? Is he not about Shuva before? The guy did Shuva, Yom Kippur, Vidui. The fact that he didn't end up in the same terrible situation and miskaber on his yitzhara is not about tshuva until he does that. Hey, he does not tshuva. So what does Svasema say? Next page. Ein amuva loshem gemara. Hey, he does not tshuva. Atu lo yavo aveiro yado ein la tshuva. If the man, the person, doesn't have the same nisayon, he's not about tshuva. The chora, he came to Kippur, he did tshuva. Shuva Shlema. So he's about Shuva. What do you have to be, end up in the same situation if he's about Shuva? Don't tell me it means that he did Shuva to the extent that if he would be in the same situation, he would be in Israel. Doesn't sound like it. It sounds like he has to be in the same situation if he's about Shuva. Shuva Avira, right? It's really, this is a simen that your Shuva was accepted. How do you know your tshuva was accepted? If the same thing happens to you in Miskaber, then you know the same, your tshuva was accepted. What's so interesting about this lashon? Nizamin la'ad avera kazosh anitzal kedei sheyeda sheniskabla tshuvasa. What does the Svasemis assume? The tshuva has to be accepted. A person could go through Yom Kippur and do tshuva shlema and still be in doubt if the tshuva worked. Only when the nesayim comes again and he's a Miskaber, that's a simon that his tshuva is accepted. Yes?
Is it possible the Gemara's, I don't know if it's maybe from the Gemara's differentiating, there's a distinction between a Baal tshuva and someone whose tshuva has been accepted?
So, what would a Baal tshuva be if it wasn't accepted? Which is a higher level?
I mean, you say that a Baal tshuva probably is a higher level.
So, tshuva is accepted, but you're not a Baal tshuva.
Which makes
okay, you're saying like the Rambam. That's the next source. The Rambam says, what's a highest level tshuva? What you would call, say, a baal tshuva? The man is in the same situation, and he's still in love with the woman, and he's miskaber, and he's a yitzhara. If a person already is at a point where the avera doesn't interest him, Meaning he reaches the point that it's interesting. Lashon, he calls it Baal Tshuva. I was saying it's like it's, he did Tshuva, but he's not like a Baal Tshuva. Maybe in your formulation, say Baal Tshuva was a person who did Tshuva Mu'ula, Tshuva Gemura. You know, he is in the same situation and he wants to obey and he's discover. So the way around learning this Gemara, Heki Dabba Baal Tshuva, you want to do the Tshuva Mu'ula, you have to come to the same situation. A person does a Tshuva on his deathbed, so what's he going to do on his deathbed anyway? But still, it's still Tshuva. It's still Tshuva Mu'ula. But that's not the way the Sfarsemis learns it. Sfarsemis learns it that you did Tshuva Mu'ula, and yet we don't know if it was accepted. And you only know if a Tshuva is accepted, it's like, you know, the Sire Lazazel. If it turns white, we don't have the Sire Lazazel. So what do we have? It's the same sign happens, and you're miskaber, it's a sign that your Tshuva is accepted. So the Sfarsemis writes explicitly, Tshuva has to be accepted. The Rambam didn't learn it that way. Now, I wonder, maybe there's already a pattern in the Rambam. The Rambam didn't tell you there's a need for the Kashas Mechila, like Rabbeinu Bechaya did. And the Rambam didn't explain the Gemara in Yuma like the Sfarsemis did. Maybe the Rambam thinks the Tshuva is part of the Metzias. It doesn't have to be accepted. Maybe. We'll see soon, maybe we'll fine-tune that a little bit. But that's potentially not good. So put on the board over here. Heichi Dami Baal Tshuva. What is Baal Tshuva? So if it's a Metzias, so let's start with the other side. If it has to be Miskabel, right, who says it has been, that's the Sfarsemis, right? The Sfarsemis says that until this happens, we don't know if your Tshuva was accepted, until you come to the same situation and you're Miskabel. Whereas the Rambam will tell you, no, Hekidam the Tshuva just means that that's Tshuva Mu'ula. That it's better to do Tshuva in a time where you're actually interested in doing the Avera, because then you know if you're for real. If you do Tshuva when you're not interested in the Avera, so it still works, but it's not, you know, the highest level. Yeah,
I'm studying a little hung up on like the Zarche is Kabel. And I mean, like, what would be a case where like theoretically it should be accepted, but it's not being accepted? Because the lashon of like Zarche is Kabel almost kind of, I feel like it's almost in the Tzias that Zarche is Kabel, because here Hashem lays out like A, B, C, and D what you do for the Shuva.
Right.
I mean, you can kind of do that, essentially become the same thing, because if you do those things, then, quote-unquote, the Metzias will take effect or it will be Miskabel.
You're raising an important point. You're saying that the Chakira from the get-go isn't so glot, because maybe if it's the Metzias, but maybe the Metzias is there, it has to be Miskabel. Meaning, you're saying maybe what Shem says, Metzias, okay, you have to karata and be doing any Kabbalah as part of the Metzias.
Well, maybe it's only Miskabel also from the same standard that to affect Metzias. If to affect Metzias, I need to deepen the Tshuva to the highest level. Maybe that's the same standard that you have.
So, Tainu Ha, it's really high. There's no Chakira.
Yeah,
I definitely agree that it could be, and then whatever.
But I guess in the Tzarek Shiris Kabel, what is Hashem in that scenario? I mean, what is, so to speak, going on in Hashem's mind of like, I will accept or I won't accept? I mean, is that more of like a din in the person, and then how does that differ from the Metzias? I'm sorry, I'm having a little difficulty.
I recognize your difficulty. I think you're right. We can't ever really know what's going on here. I still think it's worth trying to analyze, and I'm trying to take the Metzias side to the extreme. Like the Gemara in Kiddushin, and the way the Chofetz Chaim learned it, that Tol Rishonos is part of the fabric of our spiritual reality. Person did something, it's Mischaret, he's able to change the. So if you take that extreme, as opposed to saying, no, your Tshuva has to be accepted, and I totally agree that Tshuva has to be accepted as the more standard side. Look at all the sources, right? There are three of those, and there are many tefillahs like that. And look at Tefillah Zaka, you know. But I do think that this side does exist. What you could say, which I thought you were saying before, is that maybe part of the Metzias is that you need to also have it be accepted. Mm. But I'm trying to isolate it. So I'm saying Metzias means without the acceptance, and that's what I'm trying to work with. But I recognize that you might question, and you are, you're questioning the validity of the whole Chakira, and it's an important point you're raising.
Well, so on that point, you mentioned it before with Acher, right?
Yeah.
So that would really, you know, fit into this, that you really need to have a Kabbalah, otherwise.
But the person pointed out on that Gemara that really, if he did Tshuva, it would have worked. It's just Hashem didn't want to, not only did Hashem not help him, Hashem says he tried to like push him away. You know, the Baskel came out, Chutz Me'acher. But
the Pashim shot of that Gemara, it does imply that there is two different theories. Everyone else has a Metzios, or everyone else has a. Metzios is always that it's Niskabel, so there's no real procure, but since we have an exception of Acher that it's not Niskabel.
You think the Gemara Dafka sounds like Metzios? I thought the Gemara Dafka sounds like it has to be accepted.
everyone who is shav will right. The first half of that gemara, right? Shuvu banim shovim implied that everyone wants to tshuva will be accepted. Now that we have the chutz miachter,
well, even
now
even being accepted means it has to be accepted. I'm wondering whether it has to be accepted. I'm talking about a very very, you know, like small slice of
the. You're sides, so to speak, like sidestep God in a second.
Sidestep God, because Hashem created this reality. You know, again, it's hard to say such a thing. You're doing tshuva to Hashem, you don't care what Hashem wants.
It's watering a plant, like I can water the plant without
so it's you know, you put your hand in the fire, you get burnt. You do tshuva, you do a mitzvah. Does Hashem have to accept our mitzvahs? That's a different question. You do a mitzvah. Does Hashem have to accept our mitzvahs? So usually we assume no. You do a mitzvah. There is a Rambam, actually, Hilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam says how beautiful tshuva is in Perek Zayin. Yesterday, Emesh, he did a mitzvah of a Torah fimo tsamafanov. He did a mitzvah, Hashem didn't accept him. That's a chiddush. What does it mean? The Beis Halevi in his Akhtama talks about this. Is it possible that a person, a mitzvah has to be accepted? So the Pashtus says no, a mitzvah is a reality. And even if you're a big Rasha, if you shake lulav, you shake lulav. I mean, if you don't believe in God, it could be a mitzvah. But if you believe in God, so even though you do a lot of other things, so it's a mitzvah. So a mitzvah doesn't be accepted. So tshuva is a mitzvah. So I did tshuva, so it's accepted. Shine. It's not. I mean, you didn't accept it's not the right word. It's just the tshuva works. Tshuva is a reality. The question of acceptance is a different side. So I think we probably see the Gemara in Acher a little differently. But we'll talk about it after because I'm not sure if we're see eye to eye on that. I thought that Gemara. Well, okay. All right, let's do a four nafkaminas, and we can talk about disaster. Lamaisa, just two more nafkaminas briefly. Very interesting question. Is there tshuva b'gayim? So what are you tying it? Is there tshuva b'gayim? What do we read on Yom Kippur afternoon? No. What does Yonah prove to us? Tshuva b'gayim. Sounds pretty close and shut, no? And yet, if you look at the Medrash, Tanchuma, source number 17, v'chsiv yisa Hashem panav eilecha, v'kosov echad, o omer, asher lo yisa panim, Osa tshuva nosa lo panim yachal lechol tamalomar elecha v'lo leumas ha'akum. So there's a medrash and there are a number of sources in Chazal that indicate that tshuva is only for Jews. Rav Reisman in his volume Tirat Kitzvi Yerachei Sanim has a nice piece on this. There are lots of interesting sources. Is there tshuva for goyim? The go to
isn't that possible against
Oh, it's against Sefer Yonah, right? So everybody has to scramble. Maybe when they did Shuvah, just put delayed Daveira, maybe didn't really, you know, Mischaper, but the Pashas is against Sefer Yonah. But they're Chazal, so it's not just, and they're also Lachronim. Yeah. If you look at the Michas Chinuch, he just summarizes in a line, Vim Shuvah Noach, Vinei Noach, Ra'isi, Vesefer Drushim, She'erichu Bezeh, V'yesh HaKasuv, She'en Moel Shuvah, Bal Shuvah, Ninveh, Tirtsu, Ein Kan Mekom. Okay, so what are you tying to? How might this be connected? Tov Mokrach.
From a Metzias perspective, I think you run into a huge issue.
If tshuva is a Metzias, would there be tshuva b'gayim?
There should have to be.
Well, Chorah, they have to. Unless it's a Metzias for Jews, but that's a Chiddush. If it's a Metzias, it's a way that Hashem created the fabric of this world.
Even if you want to see it just from the Sefer Yonah, I think that's just different
right.
There. It's like,
right, I totally agree with you. If it's a Metzias, Chorah, it's also for B'nai Noach. If tshuva has to be accepted, though, what's the pasuk? What's the drasha we just read? Yisa Hashem, panav eilecha. Right?
Yeah.
Yisa Hashem is going to, you know, accept, maybe only for Jews. Ulai, Rak, Yisrael. Okay? So it's a topic of its own right. Interesting discussion. It's true by Goyim. And it might be totally in this Chathir. If it's in Messias, I would say, assume yes. It's hard to say in Messias is only for Jews. Well, if it has to be accepted, maybe not. Another Rav Kamina.
Yeah? Can you go down like the Baal Tanya, sort of saying there's something fundamentally about non Jews?
They're different realities. If you're like the Kuzari, it's a different level. It's like a different Metzias, just like there's between a Domeim and a Tzomeach, there's between Yisrael and an Akum. Yeah, it's not something we usually talk about. I don't think we usually relate to it right that way, and I think it's a good thing. But potentially you could. Okay. And also post-Holocaust, if there's to be sensitive. Things like this really sound mamish, like out of the 30s, like in Germany. So it's like a very... I wouldn't farce in these opinions. They exist, but I always found it a pella that Chabad is so successful, because they start with Tanya, and you open the Tanya, the first thing you learn is that, you know, the Neshamas come from all sorts of places, and like it's like, wow.
There's an essay I saw that goes through, like, 15 different Kabbalah, and it's like, it's crazy, because they're all...
Somebody has to write a PhD about, like, that. Okay. This is something nobody wants to write about, I think. Okay. Fine. Understandably so. Lemaisa, there's one word I've given everyone the sheet. A fascinating question. We know that there are many halachos that might or might not be influenced by tshuva. So, for example, the halacha is that when you go into war, person is yarev erach levav, person has averos, so he's more chayim mechama. He doesn't go to war, he comes back, right? Now, let's say you're sachmin tefillin l'tefillin, and you need a tshuva. Can you go to war? What do you taina? What do you taina?
Yeah.
Otherwise, we've got a very small army, right? Anybody did an avera can't go to war, right? And it's funny. Somebody told me that there was a refusnik in the 80s who came to Eretz Yisrael. He was in prison in Russia. He came from. He came to Eretz Yisrael, and he was like, you mean to say that you let the chilonim go to the army? Like, you can't go to the army if you're not from. It's like, only the from people go to the army. So it's like, you know, things work a little differently than they say in Chumash, you know? It's like a different reality. But okay, so Mordechai Mechama, the person that's true, he can go to war. Mishnah Melech in Perek Beis of Hilchos Sota asks the following question. We know that if Rachmana and Tzlan, a woman, is a Sota, so she has to go through the process. And if her husband also had an affair, the water won't check her. Husband, it has to be menucha mi'avon. So even if she did something wrong, if the husband also had an affair, the water won't check. So Mishnah Melech wonders, what's the halacha if the man had an affair, but he did tshuva? Can you say that he's menucha mi'avon? So he thinks, of course not. I mean, he had an affair, so the water won't check her. But he brings one of the achronim who says, maybe yes. Wow. And then the question, the Akronim wonder, what about her? What Chayiv Misa? A person killed somebody. It's Chayiv Misa. They come to court, and he says, yeah, I did it, but I did Shuvah. What do they do to him? They kill him. Why? So some Akronim say, well, Shuvah doesn't work in this world, only works in the next world. But others, if you look at the Chidah has an interesting suggestion in Tova'ayin, his Shuvahs. He says, we're not sure if this truth isn't genuine. Really, if he did, which is fascinating, because you're going to kill the guy, maybe he's really... Sounds like if the truth was genuine, you wouldn't kill him. So we're not sure if it's genuine, so we're going to kill him. It's something, it's hard to understand. And this Chassad Sofer, Ksuvah Saflamis, is an amazing thing. It says, Ulai, it's not sure. It says, maybe, if the guy did honest tshuva, maybe the Eidim will get mixed up and they won't kill him. It can't be that if he did tshuva, they're going to kill him. That was his second side, which is pretty wild. So this tshuva effect... And the Orchid Muhammad's tshuva effect Minuka Mi'avan, this tshuva effect Chayvi Misos. So, what are you tying it? The scope of tshuva, number six, Hekev. This Hekev tshuva, this tshuva effect these areas. So we say, no, this is our Chayvi Misos, tshuva is in other Lamakom. Tshuva is not going to help you in this world in terms of, you know, Chayvi Misos. So, if tshuva is a Metzias, what might you tying it? Maybe it would work. Maybe. Again, it's hard to imagine that you go to Beis Din and say, I killed the guy, but I feel really bad. I fasted, and I said, I'll hate, and they're going to let him off the hook. I mean, it's hard to imagine, but the Chazal will say, they won't let him off the hook, but maybe Hashem will orchestrate the facts that the Eidim will get mixed up, and they'll be hachash on the Eidim, and they'll have to throw the case out of court. Something like that. Whereas if Tshuva has to be accepted, then what might we say? Hashem's not going to accept your tshuva if this is part of the, you know, you have to, that's part of the process. You know, you have to, you know, even after his chayv misa, when before he dies, they make him do vidui, call a mumsim mizvadim. But they're not going to let him off the hook because he's not going to accept it, right? Okay, it's not mucha. Most of these mechmis are mucha. The question itself, I think, is an interesting question. As really pointed out, it has to be fine tuned and could, you know, argue on the chakir in the first place. But I do think there is room to make this chakir. I just want to conclude with a couple of possibilities. Maybe there are two tracks, and maybe even two dinim in tshuva. So we now are in a very special time of year. Seres tshuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu is close to us. Tushar Hashem himatzo, Kru b'yoso karov. Says the Rambam, Seres number 19. Afal vitei tshuva v'atzaki yafal la'olam. V'asara yamim shebein Rosh Hashanah v'mekipurim hiyafe v'yose. U'mizkabeles hi miyad. What's doing in the Rambam? So, in contrast to what I was saying before, that the Rambam doesn't require Bakashas Mechila, the Rambam learns Hekidami about Tshuva just as being Tshuva Mu'ula, not like the Sfas Emes. Maybe, it's more complicated. Maybe, Tshuva, in Seres Tzvi, Tshuva is automatic. When he says Miskabel is Miyad, right, that might mean he doesn't even have to be accepted. It's just automatic. That's how I'm reading it. Whereas during the year, it has to be accepted. Put it over here in the middle, Tzvedinim, or Arutzim rather. We'll have to say that in a second. So maybe Aseres Yimei Tshuva versus Sharashana. During Aseres Yimei Tshuva, it's automatic. It's part of the Metzias. Whereas the rest of the year, it has to be accepted. And again, the Lashon, I'm a little nifchat in Lashon. Miskabel Sim Yad, you could say it means Miskabel. So I'm saying it means that it's automatic. What do you say?
Wouldn't it work better to say the opposite? Because before we had the wrong on the type of Metzias, no?
Yeah, I did want to say the Ram Tzitzis, but maybe...
So why can't you say Zerim Yitzhuva? The reason that Miskabel is A, puts him in, that during Zerim Yitzhuva, Dafka Hashem is now intervening, it's almost like a Hashkacha, into the Metzias, so now it's different and Hashem's going to accept that even if it's a different...
I hear what you're saying in terms of the words. The thing is, for me, Metzias means that you don't need the Kabbalah. Kabbalah, Zerim Yitzhuva has to be better, stronger. So what way, if the whole year it's a Metzias, what is our added value of Zerim Yitzhuva? But Metzias is always Miyah. Metzias means you're totally Rishonos, it just happens. It's always Miyah. That's why, I understand why you want to say that. I also was thinking about that, but I just think it doesn't, I'd rather be Nidchak in the words and more glad in the Svara, because I think in Svara, I think what I'm saying.
If it's Metzias, does the Tshuva need? Meaning, I guess it's a question of like, of how we define Tshuva, because if we're going to say Tshuva is the person, let's say, is the person undergoing a fundamental change, and that's in the Tzias, and the Shama is undergoing some change, or whether it's in the world.
I'm going to get that in a second. That's Rav Chanan. That's Rav Chanan in source number 22. So, first thing, look, essentially Tshuva versus Shara Shama. That's in terms of the time. What else could be a potential two tracks? Not the time, but rather what? What I'm doing Tshuva on, the type of Aveira. The Gemara tells us there are Arba Kiluki Kapara, source number 20. Also, Amaral Esse Bishav, Inozoz Bishav, Anshimokhalilov. The person didn't put on tilin, didn't shake lulav, immediately. Shnevar Shuva Vanim Shovin. Amaral Losase, Vasa Shuva, Shuva Tolav, Yom Kimimimim Chapim, etc. So, what chilik might you make? That when is Shuva Metzias? Which of areas is it Metzias? Source number 20. Os Avar al Esei Bishav, Inozaz Bishav, Hashem Uchalim. Avar al Losase Vaz Tshuva, Tshuva Tola, V'yom HaKippurim Mechapur. So I want to tie now that maybe Tshuva on an Esei is immediate. Tshuva on an Esei is automatic. Tshuva on an Esei is a Metzias. Whereas Tshuva on a Lav requires the Tshuva to be accepted. Right? That's the second possibility. So an Esei versus Losase. And third chiluk, source number 21, the type of tshuva, was it tshuva mi'ava, was it tshuva gemura, tshuva ma'ula, or was it tshuva mi'ira, tshuva she'ena gemura? The Mi'iri famously comments on that Gemara, Arba Chiluki Kapara, the Gemara says sometimes you need tshuva, sometimes you need Yom Kippur, you need Surim, or you need Chel Hashem, you need Misa. The Mi'iri says that's all if you did it mi'ira. If you did it mi'ava, you did tshuva gemura, tshuva conquers all. Tshuva conquers all. So, how would you formulate it? Does tshuva metzias or tshuva needs to be accepted? If it's tshuva mi'ava, then what? No? What are you talking
about? That's
a metzias. That's a metzias. Whereas if it's tshuva mi'ira, then what? It has to be accepted. Exactly. So those are potential chilukim. Now, what's really mentioned is a different chiluk, not a chiluk of two different tracks. Time of year, is it tshuva versus other times? Time, the type of avira, essay versus alav, not the question of what type of shuva I'm doing, shuva mi'av, shuva mi'ira, but rather, two dinim. When you do an avira, what do you do? Person ain't chazir, what did he do? A and B, what did he do? He went, violated a mitzvah, which means he went against Hashem's ratzon, and through eating chazir, what has he done? He has distanced himself to Tumtumaleh, you again, Kabbalistic. So one hand, at the basic level, you went against Tzibur Hashem. You went against Tzibur Hashem. On a second level, there's also an impact on that Aveira. That Aveira causes distance, that Aveira causes Tumtumaleh, etc. So Rabbi Chanan, after he quotes the Chafetz Chaim that we started with in source number 5, he says that he doesn't think that's so meduyak. And he says there's a different chiluk. Look at this. Source number 22. Nimsa l'fizeh ki b'chol mitzvah z'yesh shnei tvarim. There are two there's two concepts. He's talking about mitzvahs and averus. Don't forget the Gemara Kedushin spoke about both mitzvahs and averus. The person learned in yeshiva 10 years, and then he was toel rishon, was chas v'shalom. He said it was a waste of time. He lost it. What does it mean he lost it? He lost everything? So says Rav Elchanan, Aleph, toel is v'tikun anaseh mitzvah. When you do a mitzvah, you have a positive reality in the world. There's a tzivui and there's an impact, both of a mitzvah and conversely of an avera. V'chein v'avera yesh shtei inyonim. Hanav, haynu hatam asher b'shvil huzar shelo huzar shelo asosu masayim. Asher shelo haya zehaya roi minoa mi'asos hamase afilu b'lo azara. V'achar shtavinu tzorek shelo lavor al azara sas kodesh baruch. That which we said, the Torah Shonos, you know, it works. There's such a reality, a spiritual reality. The Torah Shonos changes the reality. Even mitzvot, person learns in yeshiva 10 years and then said it was a waste of time. So all of Torah he learned still exists. The impact of that still affects the fact that he went and did what Hashem wanted. That he's told in Shonos. That he uprooted. So conversely, in Avera, which we're more interested in now, v'chein in Avera, shakarata mo'elas la'akol ma'sha'avar al tzivu Hashem yisparach, aval akilkol v'hesed shiyasa me'masa atzmo zeinu nekar mitzaratin adecharata v'rak mifnim yishur esedin nimcha ka'avah and l'gamre adechuvah. So Elchanan says, when a person is told in Shonos, the reality is he's on the right team now. He was on the wrong team. Now he's on the right team. He went against the Tzivir Hashem. Now he's on Hashem's team. He wants to do a Tzivir Hashem. So that has already changed automatically. That's a Metzias. That doesn't need to be accepted. But the impact of the Avera, the Richuk, the Timtum, that needs to be accepted. The Tshuva needs to be accepted to be plotted up. So the kids, what we saw here was this question of whether or not Tshuva is a reality or Tshuva is needs to be accepted. It's got a couple of Nafkavinas. And then we discussed the possibility that maybe there are different tracks. Maybe during Sefer Shuva, it's a Metzias, and other times of the year has to be accepted. Maybe it's a difference between an essay and a lav. An essay, it's a Metzias, Shuva just works. And a Zaz Misham, on a lav, it has to be accepted. Maybe it's a difference between Shuva, Mi'ava, Mi'ira. Ava, it's a Metzias, Yira has to be accepted. And then lastly, Rav Elchanan suggested maybe there's a difference between, in every Avera, between the fact that you went against Tzivu Hashem, and that is now a Metzias, which Tzivu Hashem is now, you uproot that, the fact that you went against Tzivu Hashem, but the impact of the Avera, that it requires Chesed of Hashem, should be accepted to be brought out the Avera. I just want to conclude with a nice idea from the Shevi Shmuel. He actually speaks about Paro. We don't usually think, you know, Anshe Ninveh, okay, fine, they did Tshuva. Paro, we don't look at the paradigm of Tshuva. Says the Shemi Shmuel in Parshas of Eira. Malkein Haizah Kavana, the original plan was that Paro was going to do Tshuva. Sheparo Mizraim Yasu Tshuva, V'yakiru Esmas De Hashem, V'yikablu O Malchusa Oleim, V'yitznu Lo Keser Malucha, like we had in Davini. V'yitznu Lo Keser Malucha. Paro was going to be like the paradigm of Tshuva. K'mosh Hayel Shiyel Asir. Paro said, "That's it. I want to send you." Paro really initially wanted to do tshuva gemura without having the makos leave, regardless, irrespective. And only once he did tshuva was he going to daven, ask them to daven for him, so the makos should go away. Is a limud golo b'inyan a tshuva v'charata eich tzrich al yos b'li shum tanai. We know it comes to make a deal with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not about deals. Achas hi mispalo v'yane o chas shalom l'yane. We want to do tshuva even if Hashem says no. We're still doing tshuva because we want our tshuva to be l'shem shamayim. V'avilu chas shalom od yosif l'akoso. Even if Hashem is going to continue to punish us. We still want to do tshuva, right? Hei nik taleini lo yachel. Yov says. Rafil Chasrom od Yosef Akos, so Achas Tia Beinav Hacharat Vatshuva. Az he Tshuva Shleim Bevadei Tiskabet Tzloso Kvashitichu Lanu Kvashakosov Ki Hashem Elokeinu Bechol Koreinu Lav. Bechol Koreinu Lav. Even if Chasrom doesn't accept Tshuva, we daven that we still want to do Tshuva Takash Baruch Hu. We should be Zocha to do Tshuva Shleim Hashem Shetira Tfilos. We should all have a Shnas Chayim Vishalom.